The long-awaited rollout of COVID-19 vaccines to the general population starts today. But the government is being told to come clean about when people can really expect to get their first shot. The first portion of the 2 million people that are in Group 4 are now eligible to get their jab. Hamish Cardwell filed this report.
Today marks the start of the government's long-promised ramp-up. It begins with people aged between 60 and 64. But when I spoke to Auckland GP John Cameron, he sounded far from convinced.
Group 4 officially opens, and so I assume the...
Yep.
Tell me about why you're laughing. Tell me.
Yep. Oh, it's not going to happen. We're still working through Group 3 at the moment. If you're looking at Group 4, I think you might be able to book something, but it won't be eligible for you to get for a significant period of time from now.
That's despite huge demand from Group 4 patients for the jab at his clinic. When they ask him when will they be able to get the shot, he tells them he doesn't know, but reckons not for another month at least. Dr. Cameron says that is because there's simply not enough places allowed to give vaccine, his clinic included. He says the government and officials need to start being more upfront with the public about how long they will likely be waiting or risk sowing distrust.
So maybe a little bit of hard truth, a bit of hard noise in there to say, this is where we're at, this is the troubles that we're having. There is nothing worse than over-promising and under-delivering. I think that's where we are at the moment, though.
While central government sets the overall vaccine rollout timeline, it is up to the individual DHBs to deliver it. There's been varying degrees of success in different regions, which is adding to people's confusion. Christchurch Group 3er Bert has been scratching his head. He tried calling the COVID 0800 booking number after seeing an advert on telly.
Well, I rang them up the last couple of days and I got sick of waiting on the end of the phone listening to an answer machine. So I finally got hold of them today and they said, well, there's nothing available in my area. I'd have to ring my local doctor. I rang my local doctor and they said, well, they're only doing 85-year-olds plus at the moment. So when you look at the advertising going on over this COVID thing, you wonder what the hell's going on, mate.
That 0800 number was launched last week and the Book My Vaccine website can be used for online bookings. But GP and Māori public health academic Dr. Sue Kringle says poor and vulnerable people, particularly Māori and the elderly, may struggle to use the services. She rang the 0800 number to book a vaccination for an elderly man and was told she needed to provide an email address and a cell phone number to confirm the appointment. He didn't have either.
And they were like, no, we insist. You know, we have to have one. So in the end, I gave them mine, and that's all good, but there must be people around who are in similar situations. What happens then? And they don't have family or friends that can do that for them.
She's also worried the shift to Group 4 will divert officials' attention and resources from the vulnerable and the hesitant who still haven't gotten their shots. In the latest available figures, just 12% of Group 3 were fully vaccinated. University of Auckland Professor of Medicine Des Gorman says the government has been promising for months the rollout will really ramp up from now, and it needs to make good.
Contact tracing's nowhere near as good as it needs to be. The borders being a real problem in terms of leaking. So really, the government's credibility in terms of how it manages COVID really hinges upon with them being delivering a vaccination program that's extensive enough to the point that they can then move towards reintegrating with the world. So I think their credibility is absolutely on the line here.
The government plans to give out 200,000 doses this week, 50,000 more than last week, and to hit 300,000 a week within a month.